Many people in South Korea have lived through a lifetime of tensions with their northern neighbor, caused by Pyongyang's nuclear tests, separation from family members, and threats of worse to come. Any development that signals a possibility of permanent peace raises hope that it may happen.
Even though this meeting was not official but a surprising one, we're welcoming it. I hope that denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula will be achieved and that we can use this momentum to get closer to the unification of our divided country.
But some South Koreans say the U.S. involvement is only delaying reconciliation and reunification between the two neighbors.
I think North and South Korea should stop paying attention to the United States and solve the problems which we can solve by ourselves.
Critics have called the meeting a political gesture without substance.
I think the meeting is a one-time event for Trump's re-election, and I think President Moon is trying to take advantage of this meeting.
U.S. independent presidential candidate Bernie Sanders told ABC's This Week that the United States needs real diplomacy.
I have no problem with him sitting down with Kim Jong-un in North Korea or any place else. But I don't want it simply to be a photo opportunity. The whole world's media was attracted there. What's going to happen tomorrow and the next day?
Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro said Kim is the only one who gets benefits from the Sunday meeting.
The cost to the United States and to our allies is that he's raising the profile, growing the strength of a dictator.
Both in the United States and abroad, there are those who welcome any kind of peaceful encounter, Pope Francis among them.
In the last few hours, we saw in Korea a good example of the culture of encounter. I salute the protagonists with a prayer that such a significant gesture will be a further step onto the road of peace, not only on that peninsula, but for the good of the entire world.
Earlier Sunday, Trump became the first ever sitting U.S. president to set foot in North Korea. He later announced that stalled nuclear talks between Washington and Pyongyang would resume. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.